Well, Steve, it's a cruel game, isn't it?
Well, it's a cruel game. I think we're certainly the better side in the first half for long, long spells. Adam makes a mistake, really, coming for something he shouldn't come, and the goal went up. And then we lost our shape, didn't we, from an immediate restart almost. And it's we turned the 2-0 down and people shaking their head in the dressing room. But, you know, players run out of position and run out of shape and run out of the things that we've worked on to come here. And then I think we carried on after the second half. We needed a big reaction. You've gone 2-0 down in a few minutes. There's a team that's been in rampant form. And I think we've dominated the second half for long spells. There's some big differences in that. The goalkeeper makes an absolute world-class save. You know, in the other fine margins, we have an error before half-time and the goalie makes a big save.
It's even more frustrating, isn't it? Two real sucker punches in such quick succession as well.
Yeah, well, you know, we said to them we've done that in too many occasions for a like in the same one. We've lost one. We've individuals that try and go and score a goal in 5 seconds. You know, you have to earn the right, probably as late as that in the first half, to go in the dressing room and be disappointed you're one down. To be two down is quite hard to take, but the statistics are sure we've lost here tonight. But I got away pleased with the performance overall. And, you know, we just need to get ready for Saturday.
What have you said to them in there afterwards?
Exactly that. We spoke at half-time about the disappointment of the last couple of minutes. We spoke about Adam's error. We spoke about people running out of position and trying to score a goal from almost an immediate restart, if you like, or within a minute or two of it. And but we said we're going to have to need some character. You know, we've gone 2-0 down, and this is a team that can really play with some fluency. But I think the team who passed the ball better and who played with fluency was us in the second half. And I think anyone who'd have come in at half-time would probably think the team of Blacks unlucky to begin away not winning the game.
Is Adam Collin down in there then this evening?
Well, he'd be down because it's an error, isn't it? You know, it's just a misjudgment, really. Adam's been fantastic for us and he's kept us in games and got his points. But, you know, everyone knows that the boy's gone nowhere and he's getting chased by a defender. He's probably going to go and run wide. But instead that, he looks up and he gets his Christmas turkey arriving, doesn't he? Because Adam's too far out and he just can't adjust quick enough to get back, which is his downfall, really. If he moves his feet quicker, he puts that over the bar comfortably.
You'll pick up more points than you lose at the end of this season, won't you, if you perform like that on a weekly basis?
Well, we said we get counter-sucked by Wigan. The two shots on goal, one other, three shots on goal. And we get counter-sucked here tonight. I don't think there's anyone, don't think we should get anything. But it's fine margins. It's on a level where it's fine margins. You make an error, we get punished. They made an error. Their goalkeeper is a world-class save to keep them at 2-0. I think then if it had gone 2-1, I think we'd had a storming finish. But I was pleased with the content all over the pitch. I was pleased with the introduction of the substitutions, certainly two of them who come on and did well for us. And, you know, we just need to make sure that we've got fresh energy levels for Saturday.
Is there any way to address that, little sucker punches and little errors? How do you go about addressing that?
Well, a lot of errors concede big goals, you know, and we've had too many errors. And it is individual errors. It's not collective team efforts. And, you know, we look at the first goal and we've said it, and we look at the second goal and, you know, we get midfield players that want to go and score a goal. And, listen, the thinking behind that is quite silly, but it's the right reasons would be, say, get in the dressing room at 1-0 down and let's settle ourselves down and we're still very much in the game. And I can understand them trying to go and get a goal, but really there's a game plan and they need to adhere to it.
Other results last night and tonight went your way, though, so it's still status quo in terms of the gap over the drop zone.
Well, it'll never be about what others do. We have to look after ourselves. It was always going to be tough to come in Nottingham Forest. They're a fantastic football club. But I think the supporters of Nottingham Forest will go away, and I think they'll think that little Rotherham team from up the road ain't too bad, really. Yeah. I think they'll have seen the team outplayed in times, but, you know, it's always results that win football matches. Fair play to them. He's done a great job since he came in. And we wish this football club every success as they aim towards the playoffs. They should be contesting the playoffs, shouldn't they? If not, they're automatic. So we wish them well. Our best wishes are left here tonight. And really it's about Steve Evans and the staff making sure we've got players fresh and ready. And the players are down tonight. They're going to be down. But I just said to them they should be really proud of some of the performances in the second half.
Kari Arnesen, that's 10 yellow cards now, suspended for the next two games, I think.
Yeah, he goes out. You know, it's an unfortunate booking. You know, I think the referee booked two or three of us early doors tonight, and they escaped two or three times with bookings when we break. It's a strange environment when you come at the big grounds, isn't it? And referees get influenced by supporters. It's a strange environment, and I'm not saying that about Mr. Poole in particular, and in no way am I questioning his integrity. But we get booked and cautioned, and they don't, and it's the same type of fouls. I think we had a lot of empathy from the fourth official, but unfortunately he wasn't in charge.
On Carey, he's been a big player for you, hasn't he? Especially these last few weeks in that midfield role.
Yeah, he's done excellent for us. I think his passing was awful tonight, I have to say. and he gave the ball away merely. My missus would have gave it away, and she kind of passed for water. But the bottom line is he still gives us a presence and an energy level, and he's a big character in our dressing room. And he may not be on the pitch with us on Saturday, but he'll be sitting next to me. Well, I don't think he can sit next to me, but he'll be sitting up behind us, and I'm sure he'll be speaking to the boys before, during and after.
Jack Hunt came off just a minute into the second half. What's the issue with him?
Well, he just twisted near the end of the first half. Felt his hip flexor. It was the longer the half-time period was going on, the stiffer it was getting. We asked to see if he could go and, after getting some medical treatment, if he could go and run it off, but it was obviously too sore. He'll be 50-50 for Saturday, and we probably won't know till Friday, to be honest. But listen, we've got a derby against Sheffield Wednesday. We'll be ready. Don't worry about that.